Part two of my story on the Farm Bureau Washington fly-in, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community, and while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Yesterday's show featured South Dakota Farm Bureau President Doug Somke, who laid out some of the issues that he and his fellow Farm Bureau members from South Dakota and the rest of the country are discussing this week in Washington, D.C. For example, Somke is not confident that we'll have a new farm bill anytime soon.
Chances are we're not going to get anything. I mean, the best thing we can hope for is what they're trying to call the skinny farm bill, and I really don't like that language. I think that's a horrible thing to call it. I think it's more of a farm bill 2.0. They have to finish this farm bill by the 1st of October. It's not going to happen, folks. I'm just telling you. They got too many things on their plate, and plus we're talking about possibility of a shutdown. So we're really in a world of hurt.
And that, says Somke, is why so many Farm Bureau members are spending their own money and their own time to make their case in D.C.
If we're going to do these things, we've got to be taken seriously, and that's why we're going out there, and that's why we got such a huge delegation going. We've got 38 people from South Dakota going this year. They're going not because they want to get away from their farm. They're going because they're really concerned about the future of their farm for themselves and for their families.
South Dakota Farm Bureau President Doug Somke. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.